Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kick off NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Join today. Get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed. All you got to do is place your first $5 bet. Sign up with promo code 2400 to get in on the action, and then you can turn game day into payday all season long. And the best part, take that $150 in free bets. There's big games every weekend, ones you'll have big opinions on, and you can get on your way. Play your way. Bet on more than just the final score. Wager on everything from touchdowns to total yards to catches. You name it, FanDuel's got more markets than anybody. You can even combine your bets for a chance of a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. Don't fumble your chance to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, with promo code 2400. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued non-withdrawable. Free bets that expire in 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms. Sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.
Whether you're home or away, stay connected to your team with T-Mobile, the network that covers 99% of people in America. They've been investing billions to light up their best network ever. From your backyard to a sold-out stadium, get T-Mobile's best coverage yet. Plus, with T-Mobile, you get a price lock guarantee, so they won't raise the price of your rate plan. There's never been a better time to switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Coverage not available in some areas. Price lock for current on-network rate plan. Talk, text, and data on qualifying line for new accounts. See exclusions and details at T-Mobile.com.
New crew, NYC, in Brooklyn, still here.
All right, so we are pleased now to welcome into the crew crib Bengals wide receiver Tyler Boyd in the building, fresh from the Bengals facility. What's going on, Tyler?
What's going on? Thanks for having me.
Well, I see it smiles now because you guys got your record back to 500 after that win against Miami or what have you. Before I go into one little thing that happened in that game, I just want you to start on how you guys were able to turn things around on the offense. Specifically, I was also reading about a tweak you guys did in practice in terms of going onto the field as a an entire unit and all those other things. The people that don't watch y'all and read about y'all every day, describe some of the tweaks that you all made.
Yeah, I think we just wanted to start fast was, I think, our main goal going against Thursday night against the Miami, you know, and during the whole week, you know, we knew we had a short turnaround. So, and guys was kind of tired and still banged up for the previous game. But, I mean, so were Miami, you know. So we wanted to go out there and just leave our mark. And we knew we had to go out there and make plays. And once we knew we could catch them in man coverage, then I knew our receiver was going to fulfill.
But even in practice, I heard you guys change a few things up to try to create that sense of urgency and togetherness as far as how you guys take in the field.
Yes. So instead of just a little small tweaks, just like taking the field, you know, so not just standing in the back waiting for the offense to get on. Instead, we just all, as a unit, as an offense, just stood on the sideline. So as the defense get done or they get a three and out, and or it's our turn for practice to go out there and run our plays, then we all run out there as a unit. We start fast, we take the field fast, and we come out the huddle fast with that sense of urgency you're talking about. So just back in practice, you know, we just want to manipulate a game plan atmosphere.
Mm. And even as you guys are, you know, kind of figuring out your rhythm and getting that back on par, I know your teammate Joe Mixon, the running back, still also trying to do the things that he can to get the running game going, including calling a meeting with the offensive line or what have you. I think right now the rushing game is averaging 89.5 yards per game. He's at 2.7 yards per carry. Your thoughts on him calling that meeting first, and then how necessary it is even for that to further proliferate so that y'all as wide receivers can, you know, spread out that defensive attention.
Yeah, definitely. You know, because the whole offense generate based off the run game. You know, that's with any offense. You know, you have to establish a run game. You know, and with a special back like Mixon that we have, you know, which is a top five back, we got to get him going. We got to find a way to close gaps and eliminate unblocked guys, you know. So, I mean, it's not on the offense, you know, even on us when blocking the edge or coming down to block a nickel defender or a safety, you know. I just think we just got to all do a better job of just playing fundamental, man, and just knowing our assignments, because we walk through it, we practice it. And if it's one guy that's not being blocked or it's just one person left that a guy need to pick up, you know, the whole run game is going to tarnish, you know, and it's going to be tough for us to kind of run and get into the things that we want to do, you know. But with Mix being a leader that he is, you know, he wants every guy to play at the level that he's on, you know, and vice versa, because he knows what we're going to bring to the table. But at the end of the day, like I mentioned before, as a unit, we all got to be as one, like a fist.
Now, Joe Burrow was just touting the fact that he could tell the difference specifically in the last two games with having more time to throw and just making a couple of tweaks on the O-line. That's just all the difference, especially with the offense, where it's all about you guys getting down and exploiting on the back end as far as the deep ball and things like that. Did you sense the difference in the time that now he had to see for somebody like you, Higgins, or Chase to just get open?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because going back to the Cowboys game, it was very tough in the first half. The whole first half was tough. We couldn't really throw the ball. We couldn't run the ball, you know. So with all the adjustments we made with our line, you can't ask for too much. You know, I know we want to be a perfect offense and we wanted to get the pass game and the run game rolling. And I mean, as long as they help and we fixed up the pass pro or the run game, whichever one that needed to be tweaked the most, as long as we got one that could go and keep going and Joe could have the protection he needs, or Joe Mixon could get the holes that he want, you know, then I mean, it's kind of tough to get both. You know, once we're really rolling and we get into the flow of our offense, then I think we'll be an ultimate hard team to stop.
Well, because here's the thing, you guys just went to the Super Bowl. We're accustomed to seeing y'all have kind of that new swag, not starting off the season the way you'd want to at 0-2. But the good news is that your next opponent is the Baltimore Ravens, a team that y'all kind of whooped up on. I mean, per the score. I mean, I was looking at it before we jumped on. You guys won 41-21 in one game, 41-17 in the other. So just tell me, when you're going up against a team that you all dominated like that last year, what is that doing as far as y'all psyche relative to knowing that's the opponent too, and it's AFC North?
Yeah, right. For me, and I think a lot of the guys that have been around, well, it ain't really too many, but for me, knowing, you know, I think it just builds more hunger for me, because I've been around where the script and flip. They've been whooping us every game. And then the next season, we go out saying, this is our revenge game. We owe these guys, and continue to lose. So now that
it's
we have
to mutual butt whooping to Tyler.
Yeah. So now that we got the firepower and we have the sense of how games going to be in control, and I think we will be fine, you know, because they got a game plan us now. They got to stop a lot of more guys on the offense, you know, and we have a great defense, and I just feel like we're going to be the better prepared team.
Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage.
plus add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more, and GEICO is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to GEICO.com or contact your local agent today.
And you know what's really interesting about this matchup is because I feel like your collective records really don't say just as like how you guys are in terms of how I was having a debate with my co-host Morris Chestnut, and he was trying to convince me that the Cardinals-Eagles game was the game of the week. And I said, no, it's the Bengals-Ravens. Don't, you can't be looking at their records. It's way better. You know, the Ravens got their stuff going on with certain plays that they called that were controversial. Bengals didn't start nothing less, you know, kind of up to par as to who they are. But, I mean, yes, this is the game of the week. And I want you to talk about, I know you're getting into your installations. The Ravens have some stuff going on with the secondary as far as the injuries. What opportunities do you have with the matchup that you're expecting to exploit that?
Yeah, so we know they got talented DBs, you know, with Peters and Humphreys. You know, those guys are all pro guys. You know, I give them guys much respect. But at the end of the day, I mean, with the three guys we got, I just think it's hard for any team to kind of match our productivity in our athleticism, you know, especially in man coverage. Because me particularly, I don't believe that any team really have three straight shutdown guys that can shut all three of us down. That's just how I look at it. You know, not to say that those guys aren't talented or can win against us or things like that, you know, but I just feel like we're going to be put in more and better positions to exploit those guys.
And it's going to be very interesting because we saw at the end of that game, some of the defensive players, I'll just leave it unnamed, seeming like they wanted the game to be on them to be able to have that opportunity. And now, you know, with that being called out, so they're going to probably get what they asked for as far as going up against y'all. We'll probably see that more, specifically with the players asking John Harbaugh more for that opportunity, right?
I mean, why not? You that's how guys get paid, is to lock down the top guy. So, I mean, if you ask for it, you're going to get it.
If you ask for it, you're going to get it. And speaking of the thing, when you look about you as far as the wide receiving trio, you're actually leading the team right now in yards per reception at 16.8. What, as far as, you know, your own game, are you looking for out of your own self this season to be even more prolific as far as the receiving game and helping out your quarterback, Joe Burrow?
Yeah, I think just basically what you said. I think you hit it on the nose. You know, I just want to expand my role after the catch. You know, yards after the catch. You know, because I get less of the targets. You know, than the rest of the guys. You know,
yes,
so now when I feel like I get that ball and we in open space or I see man coverage and all I got to do is break one tackle, I got to go get it. You know, and like based off of what I said, well, all three of us or just the whole receiver unit kind of pride ourselves as just competing. You know, which can be, you know, Chase had a prolific, crazy first year. His yard after the catch was crazy. So me and him and T, we just all was just like, all right, let's see who get more receiving. I mean, yards after the catch this year. Who's going to be?
Oh, y'all got a little competition going on between y'all. Okay.
So we kind of compete to push each other in a sense. So, I mean, that's the area where I want to evolve my game.
And knowing that you're the one that gets the less of the targets, at least with the three of them right now, and that always can change, do you feel like every time you get the ball, like, you got to do a triple style cow? You got to do everything in your you know, magic box just to make sure that you're, you know, shining in that category as far as what you're known for, yards after the catch.
Right, yeah. So last year I kind of felt like I was stuck in overthinking and planned that way, you know, because out some games I'll probably get one pass or two catches and things like that. So I felt like I had to make something shake based off of what the opportunities gave me, you know. But now I kind of see, like, don't overthink and don't overdo what my job is. Just go out there and just do it. And if I go out there and not think as much, then I think things will play out exactly how I wanted to play last year. So now it is. So, I mean, I ain't going to change what I'm doing.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And last couple of questions, you were talking about, you know, there's probably not a trio right now that can hold y'all as far as wide receiver talent. When you're looking at teams like the Dolphins with Waddle and Tyreek Hill or whoever else you would put up there as a duo or a trio, what's the next maybe closest trio or duo that you might give props to? Who y'all are featuring on the Bengals? I'm just saying, you know, if you want to give some shine to another trio or duo out there, who would you say?
Yeah, it's quite a few duos out there that's
who's coming to your mind
in terms of this. It's kind of hard as a trio because
cause ain't nobody like y'all.
it's really that, but also right. Is that it's not another trio that's really going to be unselfish the way we are, you know, because of the limited amount of touches certain guys get, you know, and we just complement each other so well, and it's not just based off of our talent, it's just how well we play together.
But even from a duo perspective, who's your top duo next to y'all, even though y'all are the trio?
I got to give it to Waddle and Hill, just because of the numbers. They both got 300 yards, you know, they the top of the list right now.
Yeah. And then the last question, as you guys get ready for this huge game against the Ravens, can you just maybe take us behind the scenes as far as some of the things that Joe Burrow has been saying to make sure that you guys kind of got back to the level that you needed to be production-wise, whether it's, you know, in the meeting, whether he took y'all out to dinner, y'all hanging out as bros, you know, just some of the stuff behind the scenes?
Yeah, I think he did a lot of that more so of like the first 2 years of us really building and connecting as a team. And now, like, we made that run last year as a Super Bowl contender and AFC champs. I think now it's not so forth that we got to kind of rebuild or structure the team. We just got to get back in rhythm with everything. I think Joe's doing a good job of just staying poised and not overwhelming himself with too much things that he can't control, you know, with the line or the blocking schemes or the pass play calls and things like that. He does an excellent job of just being him and not getting out of character because things ain't going right. You know, he getting hit a bunch. He took, what, 13, 14 sacks in the first 2 weeks?
16, tied for second right now, yes.
It's crazy, but he doesn't let things like that get to him, and he doesn't come in the locker room going at guys next, telling them to step it up or do different things, because at the end of the day, you know, football is a team sport. It's hard, you know.
Just keeping it chill. So when y'all were 0-2, it wasn't no extra huddles behind the scenes, like, y'all, we got to talk, you know, we got to do this. He was just keeping it the same routine, going about his business as usual.
Pretty much, because we all knew our jobs. We all knew what we had to do, and guys who knew who had to step up and do better. You know, we never point the finger at individuals because, like I said, this is the most talented league you can play in, and you'll never win every single matchup. A game, no game will ever be played perfect, but we pride ourselves on being the player to win the most matchups at the end of the game. So as long as we come out winning more of our plays against the opponent, then that's all we can get.
Well, I think this is the show me out game, Bengals versus the Ravens. I would have been there if it wasn't going to be so cold. I kind of went over to Arizona because it's going to be warmer. But I do believe that this is the game of the week. I will be in person with y'all eventually. If Tyler Board, I do appreciate you coming on. And before you sign
off. Hold on, one time. Since you noticed the game, you got to pick.
I'm a journalist. I can't do that. I can anoint y'all as the game of the week. I can say Tyler Boyd. Make sure y'all watch out. He's the dude leading the team in yards per reception. He's doing this thing, adding to the tree. I'm gonna do all of that, but pick.
I know that's right.
But listen, Tyler, before you sign off, I just want you to say what your name is and tell everybody you're watching The Crew NYC.
What's going on, y'all? This is Tyler Boyd, wide receiver for the Bengals, and you are watching The Crew.
All right. I appreciate you, Tyler. Thanks for hopping on.
Appreciate you for having me.
All right. Take care. You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.